Several Czech brewers, including the makers of Pilsner Urquell, are calling for tightening of the rules for using an industry quality control label named České pivo, or Czech beer. The move comes in a reaction to a recent consumer test of several Czech beers. It revealed that some brewers are using a chemically modified hops extract, a substance that purists say has no place in Czech beers, which are known around the world for their high quality. Ruth Franková has more.
A recent survey conducted by the Research Institute of Brewing and Malting for the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes made for disquieting reading for many Czech beer lovers. It found that some Czech breweries, such as Sviany and Staropramen, use a chemical additive called tetrahop to improve the stability of the beer's head. Plzeňský Prazdroj, which makes the world-famous Pilsner Urquell, and other major brewers argue that using any other substances apart from beer, malt and water is a breach of the traditional Pilsner-type Czech beer and brewing process. In a letter addressed to the Czech Beer and Malt Association, they have called for stricter definition of the industry quality control label České pivo. Václav Berka is a senior brewer at Plzeňský Prazdroj.
This definition is too open, and it's necessary to be stronger in this indication, České pivo. And this is because we mean that in beer should be only hops, malt and water. This is exactly what we used for production Pilsner Urquell, Gambrinus, Radegast, Kozel and other beers. It's necessary to stop using additive like this chemically modified hop product. This is not created by normal brewing process in brewing Czech beers, and this is the reason why we are against this product. And of course we are again using other enzymes which are not normally in brewing Czech beers.
The České pivo definition should be a clear indicator to consumers that the beer has been produced according to traditional recipes, says Václav Berka, adding these practices present a threat to the good reputation of Czech beer around the world, as well as to the trust shown by local consumers. Along with five other brewmasters, Berka has also announced a public appeal called Žijeme českým pivem, or We Love Czech Beer, addressed to those who care about the future of one of the Czech Republic's best-known products.
The main volume of Czech breweries use, like we do, only malt, water and hops, and this is the reason why we started with this initiative. We love Czech beers, and we request other fans and brewmasters join us to this initiative. It's very important for future, because we would like sell the same beer like we receive from our dads and fathers.
Beer fans as well as beer professionals can sign a petition against using chemical additives at www.začistecheskepivo.cz.
Ruth Franková with that report.